The Marvel Cinematic Universe is expanding, and while following a hero's journey is nothing new to the MCU, none have had to handle Egyptian gods battling in the forefront quite like Moon Knight. Being the first Wednesday since the six-part series concluded on Disney+, I decided to chat with someone who knows about the comics much more than I do.
My name is Matt Griffin. I'm a Northwestern alumnus. I majored in radio, TV, film, and religious studies. And now I am a media studies PhD student at the University of Iowa.
Okay, so for some context, in 2018, you completed your senior thesis on Moon Knight, specifically the psychological religious tensions found in the series to explore the significance of mythology and religion in modern society. That's a mouthful. How did you develop this connection?
So I really liked Moon Knight as a kid. I think part of it that was interesting to me, I was raised Catholic and I went to Catholic school, and reading the original comic series from the 1980s talks a lot about sort of religion, again, as you said, from the perspective of mental health. And so that I think was just very interesting to me. And then I was a double major in religious studies and film, and the religious studies department was very nice and let me do lots of weird media things as it related to religion. And it just so happened that Professor Kiekheffer in the religious studies department knew someone who knew someone who knew Doug Mensch, who's the co-creator of Moon Knight. And so I just sort of heard like, oh, if you're interested in the character, there's this sort of connection to them. So then once I heard that, I thought that was really cool. And then I got to interview Doug Mensch through that connection. And then that sort of turned into my thesis.
What came out of that conversation with Doug Mensch? I imagine it must have been exciting and a little bit nerve-wracking. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, for sure. I was very nervous, and he was just incredibly nice. And I was, as a student, you're thinking like, oh, I'm talking to this person who's a really big deal. But he was just very casual and nice. And I basically kind of gave him an overview of some of what the religious studies work was on. And then I talked to him about developing Moon Knight overall, in terms of the connection to like the idea of Khonshu and the idea of mental health and sort of what he was trying to do with some of that. And then we did more of a deep dive into I chose three specific Moon Knight comic book stories he wrote, and sort of talked to him about just how the themes in those specific stories related to what he was trying to do. So.
You mentioned that Moon Knight grapples with larger issues of trauma and mental health, something we're now seeing reflected in other shows such as WandaVision and Loki. How important is reflecting a character's struggles from page to screen?
Yeah, so there's a lot of discussion about, and so now I should say I'm in a media studies PhD program. So I'm thinking a lot about these things myself now in my own work. So one thing that gets talked a lot about is not just media representation, which I think is a thing a lot of people are sort of have that discussion now, but also the idea of resonance, which sort of showing more very specific, fully formed characters, not just maybe like checking a box where you say, oh, this character, we mentioned that they have some sort of mental health issue, but rather saying, really going into how it impacts their life in a more three-dimensional way. There's a lot of media studies work on sort of the importance of that deeper perspective. And I think with Moon Knight, especially in the interviews about the show, you see the creators talking about that. And at the end of the show, I think every episode ended with like a number for some mental health services you could call. So what's interesting to me about it is, yeah, the way it becomes really, it is important on its own in sort of promoting those benefits for viewers, but also how it becomes a sort of a business and economic and branding consideration for Marvel and other companies that want to be engaged in those conversations.
Definitely. Those important conversations are happening. And then there's also a lot of fun ones. How did you feel, or what was your reaction when you heard that Disney Plus was going to bring this series to life?
Yeah, I was very excited whenever, I don't remember, at some point in the past few years when they announced it, I remember being on my laptop and just seeing like at the, they just released, I think, just like a logo. And I just remember looking at that and being like, oh, that's so exciting, because I'm, you know, too much into all the social media rumors of it all. And for a long time, there were rumors about, oh, the character might appear in this or this. And so it was very exciting to see like an official statement about it. And yeah, the show, I personally really liked the show. It was definitely like appointment TV for me. It became something where I tend to watch shows in the evening. So it became something where I would avoid social media all day because of spoilers. Yeah, and I think the thing that meant the most about the show was that, as we were talking about like mental health struggles, and that they portrayed him as someone who you could really like root for and someone who you could identify with, as opposed to someone who you were supposed to feel distant from, or like he's some sort of monster. That the very sort of like human approach to it, I really appreciate it.
Okay, if you had to pick a favorite between Mark Spector, Stephen Grant, or Jake Lockley, who would you choose?
Interesting question. To be friends with, I feel like, as portrayed on the show, to be friends with, I would definitely say Stephen. He just seems like, you know, the nicest. I really like that they started with him, because you just like want you, he's very likable and you want to root for him and you feel bad for him. So I would say Stephen is first in terms of someone who I might want to be friends with. And then Mark seems very traumatized, and you know, you can feel his struggle. And Jake, we don't know too much about Jake yet, but maybe not someone to be friends with.
What do you believe makes the Marvel Universe so unique? So with a whole slate of Disney Plus shows lined up and new movies essentially coming out every month, what keeps fans excited?
I think they generally, not all the time, but I think frequently they do a nice balance of projects that are enjoyable on their own plus teasing future things. I think that sort of episodic versus serialized, more so than other franchises, they have a good mix of. And like Moon Knight was more of its own thing, almost entirely. I can't really think of any big other Marvel, like they weren't teasing, you know, the next Spider-Man movie in it or something. So I think that's a big part of it. And that on something like Disney Plus, because we're over a decade into this franchise, that on Disney Plus, they can do things where I don't think this version of Moon Knight could have been a movie. And this is like, I guess, sort of a compliment, but also a criticism, that they sort of experiment just enough each time that it's a new thing. So.
With a second season yet to be confirmed, this reporter will be practicing her backflips and listening to the soundtrack in the meantime. For WNUR News, I'm Maria Jimenez-Aragon.